Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So once upon a time in Kuwait, when I was stationed out there, we were out there for a combat contingency debt. And this was just before ISIS invaded Kuwait, by the way.
All right.
And so the whole trip started out as I had to get a package from DHL in the middle of Kuwait City because they wouldn't deliver to the base that I was on. So we weren't supposed to leave base. So me and a couple of my buddies, we decided, all right, we've got this four-hour time frame. We can steal one of the vans from Motorpool and head into Kuwait City. And none of our phones worked over there. And all we had was these little bitty wires that you could get out of
there. I mean, phone's breaking up.
None of the phones work here either.
Oh, sorry about that.
Go ahead.
So we had these little bitty Wi-Fi hotspots that we brought along with us out in Kuwait. Because that's the only way we could use our phones out there. So we took one of those with us, but we forgot the charger cable. So it died like three quarters of the way in. So we're downtown Kuwait City. And mind you, we're just three hillbillies with, you know, ball caps, blue jeans, and cowboy boots and like t-shirts on in the middle of downtown Kuwait City. We stick out like a sore thumb. We have military haircuts, clean shaven. And next thing you know, everybody's starting to look at us and everybody's starting to grab for their cell phones and everything. And everybody's starting making phone calls. And we start worrying. We're like, Ooh. Oh, dude, we don't have guns. We don't have nothing. We are just unarmed.
Well, I got to ask.
Where we're at, how to get out of there.
Okay, I have to ask. What was the important thing in this package? What was so important that this is worth it? Like, what do you know for a fact is in that box?
Oh, it was an RC car that I ordered offline.
All right. Okay. Past the time, dude.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was. I ordered it. Then they wouldn't deliver it. And we were super bored out there because there's nothing to do. It's the desert. It's just sand.
Yeah.
So we had the plan, and it just fell apart as it happened. So we start to panic. And we're just like, oh, man, this is going to end badly. Because everybody's looking at us. They have not good looks on their face. They're making a bunch of phone calls. No one knows where we're at, what we're doing, nothing. So we start weaving in out of traffic. We start, you know, hauling the mail, trying to get to where we think we need to go, get there, get the box, and then we start heading back. Well, on the way back, we took a wrong turn and went the long way back to base. And on the way back, the gas light comes on this little van that we're driving. And it's a cab over van, and it's a little 5-speed manual. So we're flying through the desert. Can't see anything because it's just sand. And then this guy's walking his camels through the desert, and they jump out in the road. Now, we're doing 95 miles an hour in a little bitty cab over van, and we have to swerve off the road into the sand dunes to miss these two giant camels. And that was our second close call of our little bitty Operation RC car.
That's for the RC car.
Operation RC car.
Did you guys make it back okay?
Yes, we did.
Now, did
no
anyone
one was the wiser.
And no one knew that you guys snagged the van out of there?
No.
How is that? I mean, look, I'm not in the military, but it just seems like, and when it comes to keeping inventory of certain things, I feel like vehicles are a lot easier than, say, silverware. You know, like, you know if a van is missing.
You would think.
But it was only missing for the day, right?
It was only for, like, 3 or 4 hours. But
yeah.
If in the military, I have found out, if you look important enough and you just walk with a purpose with, like, a red folder in your hand, no one will talk. No one will ask you questions. You can ask any military person. You say, hey, what's it mean when somebody's either got a red folder in their hand and they're walking really fast, and they're going to be like, they're doing something important. You don't mess with that person.
Hey, man, look, I believe in the same thing. Just walk fast and look angry. We snuck to the whole thing, but at Raven Stadium, just want to see if we can make it on the field. It's me and Miles, right? And you have to be credentialed. You have to go all the NFL stuff. Like, they don't have a round. They're dead serious about this. But getting into the bowels of the stadium wasn't so hard, like where catering is and all that. But our whole thing was, man, just walk with purpose and look pissed. And no one even batted an eye at us. And we're going through all these different, not quite security checkpoints, but there's security around.
Yeah,
but again,
everywhere.
They look at us. We must be important because we look angry and we are walking real fast against the crowd, right? So we get to the point where there's a final tunnel to get out on the field.
It's like 50 yards long. It's
right?
huge.
It's super long.
It's
so
huge.
You just see the semicircle of daylight at the end of the tunnel, and there's this one security guard sitting on a stool. And that's all they do. But there's nobody there. That's where the team comes out, right? So Miles and I, we have gotten through everything. If we get past this security guard, we're going to walk onto an NFL field during a game. We get up to the security guard, and this guy looks at us, and he's like, look, man, I don't know how you got here. I am not stupid. You need to go back. Wait a minute. This guy starts looking at Miles, and he goes, hey, man, are you Steve Austin? Which was your name on the classic one. So Miles is like, yeah, man. And he's like, dude, you gave me Journey tickets like 10 years ago, and he let her ass on the field.
Yeah. I was like, sweet, high five.
Because of Journey tickets 10 years ago. Man, go ahead. I didn't see nothing.
The lucky part is that we used to have this guy on our show every week, and he was the vice president of operations for the Ravens.
Yeah.
He would come on for an hour or two, just talk about anything other than football. Whatever was on this guy's mind.
And he was always all coked up and ready to go.
He wanted to talk about whatever was going on in his life. So, So we see him when we get – so the way the tunnel works, you go up the stairs.
Yeah, to get onto
this stadium,
field.
To get onto the field. So we go up the stairs, and I go, David! And he turns around, and he's like, oh, my God.
Just a look on
his
face.
And he looks at us like, what – how in the hell
– Yeah, very much.
Did you guys get down
here? He doesn't say it, but his face definitely says –
And it's during the game, right?
Oh, the game is full. Yeah.
NFL field access is super hard.
It is.
It's real. And what's funny, because the players are sitting there, too, and there's a guy named Dale –
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thomas at the time, he was like a defensive end or something, and we had interviewed him a couple times over the years. And he's breathing all heavy, covered in sweat, and he does a double take. Like, he looks over, sees us, but because he knows who we are, it's not a big deal. And then in about 2 seconds, you could tell a light bulb went off in his head, like, oh, yeah, for you.
So the director of communications for the Ravens, a guy named Kevin Byrne, still might be there. He looked at us and went, who are those two? And then another guy that we knew, Chad Steele.
Chad the Pink.
Who is Paige Steele's brother. Looked at us.
Sage Steele.
Sage Steele. Looked at us and
Paige
went.
Paige Steele. Sounds hot.
No, it really does.
All Paige.
God, there is not an ugly Paige.
No, it's not.
If your name is Paige, you're hot.
But he looked at us like, you've got to be kidding.
Right. Again, no one's saying anything. You've got to be kidding. Like, but they're kind of amused, but also really irritated because, again.
This is after 9/11. So security has been beefed up a little bit more on everything in life.
And it's game time. Right?
The thing with the NFL. They're pretty famous for, like, you'll see celebrities on the field pregame.
Yeah.
Actually, your brother knows. I mean, they sweep that field.
Hey, man.
Yeah, like, college sidelines, that's where you see the celebrities hanging out during the game. But generally on an NFL game, they know exactly how many people should be down there.
Some guy that works for the NFL, this bitter old man, I remember he rolls up to us, and we're just like, oh, no. Right? He beelines for us. And his words were, what is your function here? And we said, oh, man, we're guests of the owner's son. And we point over to David Modell. Keep in mind, we're not his guests. He is just acknowledging.
He's like, what are you doing?
So this guy from the NFL, I mean, again, because he looks at us like bull ass, walks over to David Modell, and we can't hear the conversation, but you see this guy like with that kind of stabby point toward me and Miles. And I always remember David Modell, he's wearing a suit, he has his back to us, and his arms are folded. And this guy's yipping in his ear about these two idiots that are on the field. Modell turns around, looks at us, says something to the guy from the NFL. Guy from the NFL comes storming back to us. He's like, okay, you can stay here. Like, yes. So when we see David Modell later, he's like, don't ever effing do that again. We're like, we don't need to. We did it once.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.